Hello, hello, hello.
Hey, guys.
Boo. Yeah.
So, it's a wonderful Halloween today.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so excited.
I'm excited, too.
Really?
Yeah, no.
How excited?
I forgot it was Halloween.
What?
I forgot it was Halloween.
Then why are you dressed like that?
I'm not dressed funny. What's wrong with the way I'm dressed?
You're wearing a morph suit.
All right, you don't even know what that is.
Yeah, I do.
I don't think you know what that is.
I know what that is.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm.
All right, I'm going to play one of my wonderful Halloween-themed songs.
Oh, I guess because it's Halloween-themed today?
Yes.
Did you tell me about that?
Yes.
I forgot.
Yes, because you don't care about good things.
Yeah, that's true. All right.
Okay.
My eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. Wow. From my laboratory in the castle east, wow, to the master bedroom. Vampire's feast.
Whoa, whoa.
The ghouls all came from their humble abode,
whoa,
to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
Whoa.
The zombies were having fun
in a shoot.
The party had just begun
in a shoot.
The guests and his son.
Whoa.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
Whoa.
Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds.
Whoa. Whoa.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive.
Whoa.
With their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
Whoa.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring.
Whoa.
Seemed he was troubled by just one thing.
Whoa. Whoa.
Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whoa,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on and flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Why did it just cut out like that?
Have you never heard the song before?
No.
You have no holiday spirit.
I know. I'm not that into Halloween, you know?
No, I don't know.
I mean, it's just not that great a holiday.
What are you saying?
I mean, all you do is walk around for hours and then you get candy. It's not that great. I don't even like candy.
It's not even, like, I feel like you're really missing the spirit of Halloween.
I thought it was just
Did
about candy.
Did you know
candy.
That Halloween originated in Ireland?
Still doesn't make it interesting.
And people,
Ireland's
you
pretty
see
boring.
Eat this really weird kind of bread that had a bunch of things baked into it, and if you got a piece with one of the things, then that meant something.
And what does that have to do with Halloween?
It was what the holiday evolved from.
It's nothing like that now.
Maybe not yours.
Well, I don't celebrate because it's a pagan holiday.
Okay. Why don't you just play your song?
No, I want to talk about this.
I don't.
I want you to change your views.
I'm just going to play another song.
All right, fine. I'm going to try and do this whole Halloween theme thing, but my music's actually going to be cool, not like the Monster Mash.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's going to be really awesome.
Yeah, just go for it, okay?
All right, I will. I'm going to show you up so bad.
10 by 10, 3 by 3, was the house that buried me. Did I?
Wasn't that a scary song?
No, I don't even know what that song was about, but it was not Halloween themed.
It's a story. She got killed.
Well.
She got thrown.
She wasn't grabbing my attention.
Well, maybe.
Like, you gotta really grab it.
Maybe because she's not a shiny ball on a spring on top of your head.
That doesn't even make any sense.
You're wearing.
And can we have no comments from the peanut gallery here? This is just rude.
Can I count as the peanut gallery?
Our fact checker does not count as the peanut gallery. But does not make her able to comment whenever she wants.
Okay.
So stop talking.
What's a peanut gallery?
A peanut gallery is like a really horrible audience.
But why do they call
it? They throw peanuts at you.
But it's not a gallery full of peanuts, so why would you call
it? It's not that kind of gallery. I feel like
what's a gallery?
A gallery can be like a group thing.
I thought it was like a group art show. It's like a gallery.
That's I mean, galleries. Are we talking about a galley? Group art shows. It doesn't make any sense.
A galley? You mean like okay, in you know a what? Ship where they make the food?
A better Halloween song.
I don't think so.
So shut up because you're ugly.
Wow. At least I'm not scary looking.
I'm not scary looking.
Some said the local lake had been enchanted. Others said it must have been the weather. The neighbors were trying to keep it quiet. But I swear that I could hear the laughter. So they jokingly nicknamed it the porridge. 'Cause overnight that lake had turned as thick as butter. The local kids would still go swimming, drinking, saying that to them it doesn't matter. If you just hold in your breath till you come back up in full, hold in your breath till you thought it through, you fool. Genius next door was bussing tables, wiping clean the ketchup bottle labels, getting high and mumbling German fables. Didn't care as long as he was able to strip his clothes off by the dumpster at night while everyone. Just hold in your breath till you come back up in full. Hold in your breath till you thought it through, you foolish child. Start arriving with donuts, coffee, and reporters. The kids were waking up hungover. The neighbors were starting up their cars. The garbage men were emptying the dumpsters. Atheists were praying full of sarcasm. And a genius next door was sleeping, dreaming that the antidote is orgasm. If you just hold in your breath till you come back up in full, hold in your breath till you start it through, you fool. Thank you.
That wasn't scary at all. That was kind of like The Exorcist.
Were you listening to the words?
Just kind of funny and like not really. Peanut Gallery needs to shut the fuck up.
I know, I'm really not okay with this. I know that we invite people to come hang out with us during our very serious discussions
yeah,
about
but only
music.
Only cool people, though, right?
Yeah, I don't know how she got in.
I know. But if you guys can't make it down to the yurt to hang out with us in person and see our beautifulness, you guys can also call
I'm really pretty, but Fred is wearing a morph suit to protect your eyes from the hideousness that is him.
Yeah, well, whatever. Point is, you can call the yurt 413-559-6766. That was hot.
Sorry, I just had some candy stuck in my throat.
You just eating?
Did you know that yesterday was National Candy Corn Day?
No, I didn't know that.
Oh,
sounds
it
like
was.
A
and
fat holiday.
That that Halloween is the second largest grossing holiday besides Christmas in the United States.
Is this part of your news segment?
Yeah, it was my news segment about Halloween.
That was it?
Well, no, I had my before the facts about how Halloween actually originated in Ireland.
Oh, so we're
in the bread.
I'm not interested in the history of Ireland and Halloween. It's not going to make me more excited about this stupid day.
Do you have any interests at all?
Yeah, I'm interested in awesome stuff. Awesomeness.
Just go back to your room.
No. How am I going to walk across campus without people noticing me?
I don't know. People ignore you normally, so.
Yeah, but now I'm wearing this costume, and now I feel like I'm an idiot.
You are.
Oh. Well, now I want... Okay. Just play a song.
Just a minute. Are you easily led? Let me show you the back room where I saw the dead dancing like children on a midsummer morn. And they asked me to join. They asked me to join. My body was stubborn, wouldn't let me give in. So I offered a good deed in return for a sin. Now they got me where they want me in this daily parade, and I'd walk unafraid
stairs, and I'll show you the back room where I saw the dead.
Fred, what is your favorite candy to get on Halloween?
Milky Ways. Duh. I mean, I don't really like candy that much, but Milky Ways.
Really? Milky Ways? Because they're like...
love Milky Ways.
They're like Snickers, but without good stuff.
No, it has all the fucking all the caramel you could ever want.
But you need the peanuts to like complement it. It's very texturally pleasing.
No,
did you know that Snickers are actually the most popular candy on Halloween?
Yeah, I read that somewhere.
No, you didn't.
No, actually, I did.
No, you didn't.
I read things.
When?
Like, right before I go to bed.
On the toilet?
Right before I go to bed so I can fall asleep.
On the toilet?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to play my song.
Okay,
this one goes out to the love of my life.
Who's that?
I haven't decided yet.
Oh, okay. Whoever it is out there listening
this
right now.
This is for you, whoever you are.
My trouble's down to Madame Rue. You know that gypsy with the gold cap too. She's got a path down a very potent vine, selling little bottles of love potion number 9. I told her that I was a flop with chicks. I've been this way since 1956. She looked at my palm and she made a magic sign. She said, what you need is love potion number 9. Smell like turpentine and look like Indian ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes, I took a drink. I didn't know if it was day or night. I started kissing everything inside. But when I kissed the cop down on 34th and Vine, he broke my little bottle of love potion number 9.
So what does Love Potion Number 9 do exactly?
Were you listening to a song?
No, because it was stupid.
It makes you kiss like everyone.
It makes you kiss like everyone? So
it's
you
just like you want to kiss people.
So you take it and you just... You sure that's not called something else?
What would it be called?
Ecstasy.
That's not what ecstasy does. Have you ever taken ecstasy, Fred?
Yeah,
no,
it made me
want to
kiss all my stuffed animals.
You always want to kiss. I walked in on you multiple times making out with your stuffed animals.
At least, yeah.
Stop it. Our peanut gallery is really terrible today and very rude.
They're just trying to steal all our candy.
I know.
Trying to touch our goodies.
Horrifying. These goodies ain't for sale, Sarah McDaniel.
What are they're not for sale, but they're still on the market?
No. They're just in the display window.
Mm, so you're just showing off your goodies to everyone who passes by.
Showing it off.
Is that what those two little disco balls on top of your head are for?
No.
They're not.
What are you talking about?
Are those normally there? Are they?
What are you talking about?
She has two disco balls on top of her head and she won't.
I can hear you.
Oh, well, no, you can't.
Yes, I can. Just play your song. Fine. God.
This is going to be really scary. So if there's children in the room, you should probably ask them to leave.
That was a very interesting song.
It was scary, right? Halloween, all that good stuff.
I thought it was crying a little too hard.
You were?
I thought it was trying too hard.
What does that mean?
Well, obviously you don't understand. So.
That's why I asked you. What does it mean?
You're not going to be able to understand. Let me play my song, okay?
All right, fine.
Okay. Let's do this.
Yeah, I thought that was trying a little too hard.
I didn't.
No.
You're trying to insult AC/DC right now?
Yeah, you know, they just, like, he puts on that little outfit and runs around the stage. It's like he's trying too hard, man.
You're the one wearing a morph suit.
Yeah, but what if I told our listeners that I wasn't actually?
Then you would be lying.
But I'm, what if I wasn't?
But you are.
But no, hypothetically, what if I wasn't lying about it?
It doesn't even make any sense because you are wearing a morph suit. I don't know why you want this hypothetical situation where you're not wearing a morph suit to happen.
I'm just saying, what would that say about you as a person?
Accusing me of wearing... Why would that say something about me? This is all about you.
Because you're the
one... Whether or not you're wearing a morph suit right now, which I would like everyone to know he is.
I think we'll let our listener judge for themselves.
Our listener... We have one listener. Thank you, sir. or ma'am.
Change of clothes and a face wash. Meet me while your mother lies. Wheel the graves on both her sides and lay ourselves inside. A thousand suns will set and rise. Tangled up in hers, fingernails beneath the dirt, sharing all her blackened brains. Our blood running through her veins, leaving us decaying. Our bodies are one and the same.
What's Rudy's Can't Feel Cafe?
It's just it's like a diner that the drummer from Green Day owns. It's near where we live.
Is it really generic? And
no, it's really cool. There's so many Barbies in it.
That's
like
weird.
Barbies everywhere.
That's really weird. I don't understand why he would put all those Barbies in there.
It's really cool.
I mean, but why does he have an obsession with Barbies?
You know who I really like?
Who?
Bill Murphy.
Bill Murphy?
Yeah.
Who's Bill Murphy?
I mean, sorry. I'm sorry.
I think you had too much candy.
I'm sorry. Bill
too
Murray.
Much candy.
I got him and Eddie Murphy confused for a second. But I meant Bill Murray. Because Eddie Murphy was not in Ghostbusters. I don't think.
He played the giant marshmallow.
No, he didn't.
That was he did
have
the voice.
Have you ever seen that movie where Eddie Murphy is like an African prince and he goes to Queens in New York City?
Coming to America?
Yeah. That's an interesting movie.
Yeah, it is.
What is that noise?
I don't know. I think you're imagining things.
Did you hear that?
You just wait.
You didn't even hear that.
Ate way too much candy and
right,
now you're hallucinating.
Let's do this. I'm going to play a song.
What happened? Did you break it? Did you put get
no,
some?
I think it's going again.
Okay, get some caramel on your keyboard.
Oh my God.
I think you got some caramel in your keyboard or something like that. Weird.
This is not my fault. I don't know what's going on right now.
I mean, maybe you're just too high from all the candy you had.
Yes.
You're hallucinating.
The candy.
What did you put in the candy?
I don't know. Oh, another fun fact. Can you stop talking? What is wrong with you people? Another fun fact about Halloween is that razor blades have actually never been found in Halloween candy. It's like an urban legend.
That's not true. I found razor blades in one of my Halloween candies.
Well, maybe your parents gave it to you.
Yeah, that's probably, I think it was from them.
Except in cases of parents murdering their children, razor blades have not been found in Halloween candy.
It was
candy.
In a lollipop in the middle.
Wow, that's like a lot of effort.
Yeah.
I think my song's going to work now, hopefully.
I don't think it is.
I don't understand this world.
I guess that's done.
I guess there were just ghosts keeping us from playing that song.
I don't think that's who you're going to call.
Ghostbusters.
That's not how the song goes.
Well, the ghost wouldn't let me finish the song, so it didn't really get wedged into my mind.
Gotcha.
Go play your song.
Okay.
Oh
my gosh.
All right. Yeah. Well, I must admit,
cause you have not got a clue. Baby, I'm howling for you.
See how you would relate that to Halloween?
I mean, it is a Halloween song. It's about werewolves. It actually is.
This next song is actually not specific. Alright, well, I'll just play my song then. It's happening.
It was homecoming night at my high school. Everyone was there. It was totally. I was real excited, I almost wet my jeans. Cause my best friend Debbie was homecoming queen. She looked so pretty in pink chiffon.
Chiffon.
Riding the float with her tiara on.
Tiara.
Holding this humongous bouquet in her hand.
Bouquet.
She looked straight out of Disneyland. You know what? The Cinderella ride? I mean, definitely an E-ticket.
Happy Halloween, everybody. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, eat lots of candy and all that good stuff.
All right, goodbye. Bye, guys. Bye, guys.
Every Sunday afternoon from 3:30 to 5:30.